up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast. Gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm gonna bring Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
I'm so excited to talk about this movie. So excited.
Good. I'm glad some of us are. So, this week we've also got Steve. Steve, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm like, Kate, I'm incredibly excited.
Oh, that was good. That was so good. I was trying to think of something. Oh, I'm mad I didn't think of that. That was good.
Thank you for the setup, Kate.
I got you.
It's going to be one of those evenings. So, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, including a Christmas special that most of us remember fondly, and it's one that I'm guessing a bunch of you have not thought of in many, many years. So this week, this is the Incredibles 20th anniversary, and this makes me feel old because I remember when this came out in theaters. I'm 99% sure it was their Thanksgiving release in 2004.
That sounds right.
Came out, so it would have come out on the day before. It would have come out on that Wednesday, and I'm 99% sure I was at the theaters that night watching it. So,
yeah, I worked at the movie theater when this came out, and I think I've told the story before. We always had ads running in the lobby, and so I heard, "Honey, where's my super suit?" So many. Why do you need to know? Leave saving the world to the men? I don't think so. That's how it ended. So I love this movie.
I don't really think we need to go through the plot of The Incredibles on this, because for as many times as it's up on Freeform and all those, if you have not seen The Incredibles, stop the show now. Go watch it and then come back and listen to what we liked and didn't like.
Yep.
So that being said, Pete is on
a boat.
So I will go Steve on this one. Okay. What about this movie is still super?
The animation. I was watching the other day, and I think just the style of that animation, like the 60s, 70s vibes, holds up still today. Like, I look at Toy Story, the first Toy Story, where some of the animation looks really dated. I felt like overall, the style they went held up. I mean, have we seen better animation? Yes, but that style really holds up. I think the story still holds up. I hadn't seen it in years, and I was entertained going through the entire story. I like the story. The animation was cool. The music, some great characters. Edna Mode is probably one of my favorite characters of all time. Always cracks me up. I think overall, those things that really stood out. I mean, I don't want to take away everything from you two, but that's what really stood up for me.
Okay. Okay, I'll have you go ahead and go off next.
This movie is in my top two favorite Pixar films. I remember when this movie came out, I watched this movie once it came out on DVD. I watched this movie every day. It still makes me laugh out loud. The relationship between the three kids, mostly Violet and
Dash.
Thank you. I was going to say Chance, because my friend Chance in college looked just like Dash. Dash just so funny, and the bantering between Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, the way from like there, It's just so good. I'm kind of like Steve, where I'm like, I could gush about this movie. It holds up. There aren't really, at least I didn't feel like there were any parts that were like, oh, this did not age well. I didn't feel like that. It didn't, there wasn't anything that like came screaming at me about that. It was just so well done. And they waited so long to do a sequel. I always had mixed emotions about that because they made like Cars 4, 5, and 6 or something insane, but they only have done one Incredibles. And it was different. It wasn't as good as the original, but anyway, that doesn't matter. This villain, I love this villain. I love that you see some of the villain's origin story in this movie, oh my God, why can't I remember his name?
Syndrome.
I kept wanting to say synapse, but that's not right. I'm gonna write that down. Don't. Syndrome. Oh my God, the banter, the comedy banter. It's just, I could go on. I'm sorry, Derek, if I took all of yours. You go ahead.
No. For me, part of it is this is probably one of the funniest as far as one-liners.
Yes.
Of all of the Pixar movies.
Yes.
And you can tell it was written by one guy who was not in the typical Pixar stuff. He came in, he was brought in, and this is the first story he pitched. So, and he got it done. And the whole story of how this was made is kind of interesting in the fact that it's the guy who came up with it. They've been trying to get him to come over for years. From he was at Warner Brothers for a while, and then he went to, I think Fox for or DreamWorks for a picture. He did the Iron Giant, or whoever did that one.
Wow. Okay.
So and then he came in and basically he said, "Give me all of the animators who are a little jaded, who don't really like their job anymore, who think they're probably going to end up quitting, and let me work with those guys because they can have some fun with this." First Pixar movie to be PG. Mainly because of the gunfire and the alcohol. It's one of the only ones that has true gunfire in it.
There's not a lot of alcohol in it, is there?
The drinking game when they are at the guards in the Winnebago. Hey, take every time one of them runs, take a shot.
And also the really the adult humor.
Yes. A lot of it. Yeah. I love the fact that, of course, Frozone wears high karate because that was a real, aftershave back in the 60s that was terrible. But the ads were basically, you're going to need to know karate to fight off all the women. That's exactly. Wow. Yes. I love the visual style of it and how even when they went tropical, the tropical was tiki. They went so tiki on the, because so it was very much that pre-Jetsons, very much futurist. It reminds me a lot of the animation they use in on Spaceship Earth, show your future, which is only about 20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
20 years ago, some of the technology they used, like being able to get phone calls and video calls at the beach and being able to have your calendar on one thing, was high technology.
Yeah.
Now it's this.
Yeah.
So, this is a fun movie. As you said, I can't really think of anything that doesn't, there's nothing that sticks out as a, probably shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Especially when you take in the lens of it, it's supposed to be set in the 60s.
I don't think I picked up on that. I don't think I realized it was supposed to be set in the 60s.
Yeah, 60s to early 70s is because
that's the feel.
Yeah. So
like that 60s, 70s Bond movie. They took a Bond movie and turned it into Disney animation.
Oh. Because
the original music that they used for like the previews was actually from On His Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh.
So they actually used Bond music in the previews. So,
ba-dum, ba-dum.
Well, and that's why, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. I mean, it sounds like Bond music. So yeah. Anyway, so if that's what was great about it, Kate, what was less than heroic about this movie?
So I don't have a lot negative to say about this movie, but there is one thing that bothered me through this watch, and it bothered me when I was in high school when I watched it. And it's when Mrs. Incredible is on the plane. And she's coming through and she's like, mayday, mayday, abort. There are children on board. There are children on board. And they still didn't call off the missiles. And while I know like that's ridiculous, that always really bothered me, because then Syndrome like has this moment of, I mean, you see Mr. Incredible's face when he plays the recording. That has always
bothered me. And he enjoys it.
Yeah. Like, and that always enjoys
his pain.
Even though I know like Syndrome's a bad guy, that's always rubbed me the wrong way. That it almost like took it just like one tiny step too far. And again, I understand sort of why they did it, but that's really one of the only negative things. There were a few moments when the whole family is trying to rescue Mr. Incredible and they're in Syndrome's tiki whatever that did feel like it drug to me. But other than that, this is a really well done movie. So that's all I got. Steve, what do you think?
Sort of like you said, I feel like some of it could be trimmed up. I feel like the setup of superheroes are there was stretched out a little too long. I think they could type, because it was like an hour, almost 2 hours, like an hour 50, something like that.
Yeah, it's a long Pixar movie.
Like, it all works, because it needs some little trimming.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it was going fine, but they could trim it up. Like, I don't have a lot of things that stick out and going at it like that.
Yeah.
So not a lot of negative things.
Yeah.
And I'm very much the same way on this, Steve. Until he gets to the island, could have been shorter. Because him getting to the island is half hour to 40 minutes of stuff that could have taken 20 to 25. But once he gets on the island, you could cut 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets really tight. One thing I will say is watching it, this again, 2004, this was one of the first ones where they actually tried to deal with hair movement, specifically Violet's hair. And that was actually one of the Violet's hair was actually one of the last things they were able to fully animate. And you can tell because Helen's hair never moves. Like, ever.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Yes, she has the Rachel, which should we just call it? She said the Rachel should be the Helen. But
but it was the 70s. There was so much hairspray in it that it wouldn't move.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, but no. There's a few little things that if you truly watch it and are looking for where the animation is now versus where the animation was, it's kind of interesting as far as it's not there. It's like you mentioned with Toy Story, the dog is rough in Toy Story. Spike is rough in Toy Story.
Yeah.
But the story still works.
Right.
This one, I have a bigger issue with it being a little long than I do with it being 2004 computer animation.
What was the actual runtime of it? I didn't even pay attention to that.
It's like an hour 50.
Okay. I couldn't remember what the actual runtime was. I thought it was around 2 hours.
Actually, it's 2 hours and 3 minutes. So it's a long Pixar.
That is a long animated movie.
That is a long animated movie. When you consider the most of them are running in hour 35 to hour 40. And yeah. All the Disney ones would run 75 minutes.
Gotcha.
The original Disney animated movies were almost all 75 minutes. So 75.
Even like going back to like the originals?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Fascinating.
Yeah, Snow White was an hour 23.
That tracks. All right. Yeah. I mean, this movie, it just holds up, in my opinion. It
does hold up. And as I made a joke as far as, you know, it always being on Freeform and all, it's always on because it's good.
Because it's good. And it's one of those movies, at least for me, that like, if I see that it's on, I will stop what I'm doing and watch part of it. I may not watch all of it, but I will stop what I'm doing. And those one-liners that Steve was talking about still make me laugh out loud every time.
Well,
when they're in the airplane and Violet and Dash have gotten caught by Mrs. Incredible and they start arguing with each other and Dash sounds like this was some really bad idea. And he like flips over a seat when he does it. It makes me laugh every time. The super suit line makes me laugh every time.
And then the whole, you know, he starts monologuing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because if you ever watch any other Disney movie, that's what happened. Or any other movie, the bad guy at the end has this monologue.
Or when he goes, we look like bad guys, incompetent bad guys.
Yeah.
Like it's so well done. And you're right that it was kind of like Toy Story, how Toy Story has held its own. It has, it's different than a lot of other Pixar movies. It has its own flavor. And I think that's what makes it stand.
Snarkier and more sarcastic.
Yeah. Which it's a little bit more like Shrek.
Yes.
That's what made Shrek stand out, is because Shrek had adult humor and it had quippy one-liners. So.
Okay. So if I want you to imagine, go back, you know, you are a super. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your superpower? Okay. Kate, I'll start with you. What's your superpower if you're...
Oh, I know exactly what my superpower would be. I want the superpower that Mantis has in Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, Marvel. I'm just kidding.
I want to be able to calm people down or like make people like more excited and happy. And if I can't do that, I want to be able to heal people. That would be mine. Because I think Mantis is my favorite. So I want Mantis's ability. All right, Steve, what about you?
Oh, mine. I thought about this, especially today. Mute, pew, pew.
That is a very teacher answer. That is a very teacher answer.
It's really good.
Yes, mute, pew, pew. If not, it would be to fly. So then I don't have to pay airfare.
Yep.
And for me, I'm going to go with one of Jack's powers of the teleportation.
That's even better than flying. So,
let me be where I want to be now.
Yes.
Ooh, especially great. If I could like do like Peter Pan does, where he holds onto someone's hand and can take him with him.
Yeah.
So, but that would be mine.
That's good.
I don't know that any of us would then go off and, you know, be saving the world with all these superpowers, but we'd be happier, a lot of us, or be helping to make the world happier on some things.
Yeah.
So, all right. As we always do, we rate things on cups of pixie dust out of 5. I will tell you that Pete gave The Incredibles a 5. So, Kate, what are you giving The Incredibles?
I'm also going to give it a 5.
Okay.
Steve?
I'm giving it a 5.
I can't go a 5. I am going to go 4.5 though. This is in the upper echelon of anything Disney or Pixar has ever put out.
Now, do you think that there should be a third movie?
I don't think there should have been a second.
Really?
I could not stand Incredibles 2.
Did we watch Incredibles 2?
No.
On the podcast?
No.
We should watch Incredibles 2 on the podcast.
No, we shouldn't.
I think we should.
It is not a good movie.
Steve, did you watch it?
I've watched it. It's not... I haven't seen a while. It's not as good as this one. If they did a third, they would have to focus on Violet or Jack-Jack being older or Dash being older.
I think that's part of it, is it went immediately from the Underminer at the end of one was the beginning of two. It did not have the same feel as the original.
No.
It was much darker. It was much more... They made cheap dad jokes. I couldn't, like, jokes about how dads can't. I mean, Bob's entire role in that was how he could not control Jack-Jack and how he could not be a dad. Those were the only jokes involving him, was the incompetent dad. And I can't stand incompetent parents of either side.
It didn't make you laugh when they made the math joke about how does math change? Math is math. That didn't make you laugh?
It might have made me chuckle, but one chuckle in an hour and a half movie is a good movie.
That's fair.
I could find one chuckle in just about any movie I'd ever watched. Okay, not every movie. Just about every movie.
That's fair.
So, all right. Kate, what have we got for Pixie Dust Disney Plus News this week?
Pixie Dust News. Just two things. The first is, by the end of the year, ESPN will have a tile on Disney Plus, similar to Hulu. This will let subscribers be able to go to the content easily if they have ESPN Plus subscription.
Yeah. I don't know that this is necessarily needed, to be perfectly honest, because I always access it through my ESPN app. But
yeah. Sure. And secondly, Disney will soon allow subscribers to pause their subscriptions, much as Netflix already does. This will allow for temporary breaks from the network in times of hardship or lack of interesting content.
So most people would have taken a break during a good chunk of 2024.
Yes.
If it was for the lack of interesting content.
Yes.
In the interest of full disclosure, I will say that our regular viewers and listeners may be wondering, okay, it's coming time of year for the Toonies again, which is our awards show. There wasn't enough good that we watched this year, especially not enough new to deserve an entire awards show.
There just wasn't a lot. I feel like it was partly still because of the strike, coming out of the strike and everything.
It was a lot because of that.
We did so many Vault episodes this year.
Which was not a bad thing.
No, not at all. But there just wasn't a lot of new content.
Right. Speaking of now getting back into some new content, next week being Thanksgiving, of course, it is a great big Disney release time, and Moana 2 is coming out next week. So next week we will be watching Moana, which is actually the most watched show on Disney Plus, like, every year.
Which is wild to me that it beats Frozen.
Oh, it's not to me.
Really?
Yeah. And okay. And this is going to sound bad. There's something for boys in Moana.
Maui?
Yes. Yeah. Maui makes this much more popular than Frozen, to be perfectly honest.
Wow.
Because Frozen, once you get past the song and the story in Frozen's not as strong as this. So, anyway, diving into Moana next week. See what I did? Diving ocean. Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh. So,
well played.
Yeah. But that would not be enough to make this a good episode. So, I'm just saying. Guys, if you have suggestions of what we should watch, shoot us an email, plus14@gmail.com. There's not a ton coming out beginning of the year next year. So, we need some suggestions. We've got some ideas, but anything you guys say, we get in as soon as we can. So Email us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere that you are able to. We have new episodes coming out Thursdays on YouTube and all the major podcasting shows. For Kate, Steve, Pete, and Absentia, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.